So yesterday, Congress passed the National Reciprocity, the Concealed Carry National Reciprocity Act of 2017, a date which shall live in infamy, as it should end, live in infamy. Why? Well, the first question you want to ask in any kind of a case like this when Congress is passing something is, do they have the authority? And the answer is, do they have the authority? No, they do not. As I read to you earlier from the Constitution from the state of Kentucky, ratified in 1891, it says this in their Bill of Rights, quote, "The right to bear arms in defense of themselves and of the state, subject to the power of the General Assembly to enact laws to prevent persons from carrying concealed weapons." Now, this is in their Bill of Rights, Section 1, still on the books today. What are they saying? Basically, state of Kentucky can empower their citizens through legislation to conceal carry weapons. They can also restrict their citizens from concealed carry by affirmative legislation. If they could say that in 1891, and they did, and if no act pursuant to that has been passed, or amendment pursuant to that has been passed by the Congress to the Constitution, well then, Kentucky's power remains where it is, with Kentucky. That what I just read to you clearly says that the state of Kentucky asserted its authority and its right to regulate concealed carry within its own borders. Congress has no authority. It can't do it. It wasn't able to do it then, and it can't do it now. Now, the NRA is going to tell you different. The NRA is going to tell you, no, the Second Amendment trumps all the states' amendments. I can still hear Bill O'Winey going, well, we all know here on the Factor that whenever a state law is in conflict with a Fed law, the Feds always win. The Fed is supreme. That's not how it works. The Supremacy Clause does not work that way, Bill. Now, I can demonstrate this, and I did just a moment ago, but I'll do it again. Highway 11 originates south of where I'm at here in Mandeville, Louisiana, at Lake St. Catherine, I want to say.
At the intersection of 90, and that's where 11 starts.
Okay, so we're 90.
Chef Highway.
Chef Highway, which is a little southeast of here. That's where Highway 11 starts. It goes all the way north, and it goes into Mississippi. Where it goes into Mississippi, you don't even need to know where the state border is, because you can see where Louisiana pavement ends and Mississippi pavement begins. Now, how did that come about?
There's actually a little...
There is a sign.
There's a little sly move that they did here. They combined the two into one. The interstate is actually Highway 11 and 59.
Oh.
It doesn't depart until you get to Nicholson. They got a little slick there.
But the point being that this was the state of Louisiana and the state of Mississippi getting together and saying, hey, we have the right to have a road. You have the right to have roads. Our roads are going to meet here. Why don't you call this Highway 11 just Mississippi Highway 11 and extend? And this goes all the way to Maine. This is federalism at work here. Now, let's just stick with the concealed carry here. Every hunter and fisherman out there understands and gets this. You understand that if you want to go hunting with a rifle in the state of Texas and you live in the state of Mississippi, you're going to have to get a license from Texas. Now you're going to have to get a license from Texas. You're going to have to abide Texas carry laws. If Texas says you can't use lead shot, well, then you can't use lead shot. If Texas says you can't use 30-06s, you can't use 30-06s or whatever it is that they say. The point is, hunters and fishermen understand this concept of federalism, and they understand, just pretend the fishing rod or the hunting rifle is a concealed carry weapon. They understand the concept of federalism, and this is how things in a federal system like ours are supposed to work. But along comes the NRA and Wayne LaPierre and Bammo. Presto changeo, 60 years worth of propaganda and brainwashing later. No, man, the Second Amendment, it goes from here all the way to Tatooine and to Ice World of Hoth, man. No, sir, it doesn't. And you shouldn't want it to be that way. You should want your state to retain its own right to regulate and monitor in any way that it wants, as long as they do it through the legislative process. You should want that right to be contained within your state. If you let Congress do this, if Congress can say alakazam, alakazoo, national reciprocity, they can also say national confiscation. There's not an NRA member out there that wants that. But you know what? You keep doing this. You keep supporting national reciprocity, and Congress and the Supreme Court and other courts asserting authority over firearms that they don't have and shot arrests in the states, you're not going to like the outcome. You're not. And it's going to be on you.